WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp October.
Yeah, October.
Yeah.
One of my favorite months.
Yes, beautiful weather, October. Yeah. I've always loved October.
Yeah.
Plus, we got the big holiday at the end of the month.
Yeah. And it's Halloween.
And we got a little Halloween music here.
Yeah.
Aaron O'Toole.
I started with Aaron, a Greenville resident here, and the song entitled Spooky Creatures, a song she wrote to kind of help her kids settle down after she told them scary stories.
Yeah, so. Don't tell those kids scary stories unless you got some way to settle them down.
That's right. So this is a song
about
Aaron
that. Aaron did it. Here we
yeah.
go.
Bumping the night. Please won't you look under my bed and tell me everything is gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Close your eyes now, go to sleep, it'll be alright.
Close your eyes now, go to sleep. Close
swamp. There goes air.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
great
I was taking a nap there.
what a tune. I mean, it just
cool tune.
Yes.
The mandolin and bass are being played by a fellow named Jeff Sachs, who was one of Aaron's musical partners once upon a time. And
okay.
He's living in the great city of Wisconsin now.
Oh, so. Good. And Aaron's still right here in Greenville.
Yeah, staying living in Greenville.
Okay.
And you know something about this next guy here, right?
Yes, this is Drew Baldridge, and he's been doing some stuff down in Nashville and recording some stuff down there and getting good stuff. We've listened to it at the radio station here several times and wondered why it never broke out. But it's excellent. This tune is called Senior Year. This is Drew Baldridge from Patoka, Illinois.
All right.
I remember that first day, feeling like a king, sitting out in my truck, freshmen wishing they were me. Old Chesney singing about them boys of fall. Yeah, this is our year, we were gonna win it all. It was skipping class, it was wasting gas, always paying cash from mowing grass that hot last summer. We were living fast on top of the world, trying to find a guy old enough to buy a little cheap wine for you, girl. Game days, we were jerseys in the hall. Yeah, barely 18, but a bunch of know-it-alls. Whoa, blink an eye and then you're there. Whoa, on a gym floor and folding chairs. Yeah, yeah, throwing caps up in the air. Couple tough boys shedding tears. Senior year, burning tires, burn CDs. It was breaking curfew, and mama waiting on me, thinking that first love would last forever. My old letter jacket on, it never looked better than it did on her shoulders. Oh, but now that we're older, wonder where she is now, or if she ever thinks about.
From
all right.
Patoka.
Maybe he's going to put Patoka on the map there.
Yes, sir. I believe he may.
All right.
Jim Birch coming up next.
Jim
you
Birch.
Know Jim?
I know Jim. He's been trying to put Champaign, Illinois on the map for 2 years. And
he's around Greenville a lot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, stopped by Greenville.
Good time.
Yeah.
Jim is in town.
Yeah, I've seen him for a little while, but he'll pop up when he's expecting. So.
He's got this very odd song that has a great, great little tune to it. And it's, it's about all about making new kinds of vegetables.
That's right. It's called Vegetable Designer.
I'm from Northern Carolina, and a vegetable designer is the only thing I ever wish to be. And I think I found a model, drinking ketchup from a bottle, and I talked her into going in with me. Oh, I'd better be explaining that it takes a heap of training to be doing what a model has to do. 'Cause it ain't no small tomato looking like an old potato, and it's twice as hard to look like something new. Now what we do for footing is we take a cabbage rootin', we make it into what you've never seen, and we breed it with a beanie, little tiny, very teeny, and we grow it into something called gabine. Sometimes if we're able, we'll take a random label like artichorn or maybe broccoli squash, and we'll mix a little broccoli with a little artichoke and with something that the maid forgot to wash. Oh, it's quite an undertaking, all these vegetables we're making, that folks will want to buy them is our hope. There's a rumor for an order from the southern Russian border for a load of cumber rut and cantaloupe. So if you are going where they've never had them growing, spread the word about our parn and pima too. But I think you ought to tell them, we design them, we don't sell them. There's a limit to what even we can do. Ma la 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 da la da 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 da.
Jim, vegetable designer.
Yeah.
Maybe he's onto something. I don't know.
I think so. This could be the next Tesla. Who knows?
Could be. Who knows?
Speaking of the next Tesla, here's a big guy in town in Greenville. Big Jeff. And his buddy Big Rich.
All right.
And one of their great blues albums. And this one is called Watching the World Go By with Big Jeff.
All right.
Big Jeff Chapman from Greenville, Illinois. Here we go.
Watching the world go by, the meter keeps on running. Another day goes by, the world just keeps on turning. It's hard to keep your head up, everyone knocks you down. Watching the world go by, watching the world go by. Here's another tale about the woes of the working man. Spends most his life making money for another's hand. One day something happens, everything is gone. He's expected just to pick up, dust off and move along. Watching the world go by, the meter keeps on running. Another day goes by, the world just keeps on turning. It's hard to keep your head up, everyone knocks you down. Watching the world go by, watching the world go by. Keeps it from his family, doesn't tell his friends. Don't want to have their pity, just tries to meet the ends. His mind just keeps on aching, his heart is breaking too. Sleepless nights keep coming, trying to figure out what to do. Watching the world go by, Peter keeps on running. Another day goes by, the world just keeps on turning. It's hard to keep your head up, everyone knocks you down. Watching the world go by, watching the world go by, watching the world go by.
Jeff Swamp.
Big Jeff, there you go.
There he goes.
Sometimes you can catch Big Jeff playing around town here.
Yes, you can, and it's always a treat. Next up, we got a couple guys that were in town for the American Farm Heritage Museum Heritage Days last summer, and they're two brothers, Dean and Rich, and they're going to do a song about their great-grandpa called Bad Cards and Slow Horses. Bad Cards and Slow Horses.
Great-granddaddy was a bad seed, a hell-bent cowboy stuck on crazy. He was in the wrong bar, in the wrong game, and got caught making a bottom deal. And when his gun dealt the final hand, he stole a Mustang, riding hard for the Badlands. Yeah, he was an outlaw in the wild, wild west. Yeah, hunted, hounded, choking on dust. He was running out of time and choices. But he swore if they hung him from a cottonwood limb, he'd laugh and blame it all on bad cars and slow horses. Grandma said it didn't have to be. He had a good name, a good family. Said he was a charmer, a lady killer, but no woman's love could melt that steel. He was born with a fatal flaw, a lost soul cursed with a quick temper and a fast draw. Yeah, he was an outlaw in the wild, wild west. Yeah, hunted, hounded, choking on dust. He was running out of time and choices. But he swore if they hung him from a cottonwood limb, he'd laugh and blame it all on bad cars and slow.
Marcus should have read, stay away from bad cards and slow horses.
And that was Dean and Rich.
Bad cards and
slow horses.
Yes. Bad cards are always bad, but in this case, slow horse bad too.
Absolutely. And next up we got...
Who's this next guy? Anyway?
This next guy is an old guy that comes around and sings now and then. And,
come around the station.
Let him do one here just out of mercy, I guess. But he's it mentions some local locations like our local Calaboose, and also one of our local magistrates is mentioned in this song. So stay tuned for this and join us when we get back.
All right.
Here we go.
Sure hope it ain't your family. Sure hope it don't become my family. Here we go. Well, there's a geezer in our freezer, and he looks a lot like somebody we all know. Frozen solid as a side of beef, or maybe buffalo. Buffalo. Yeah, Grandma loved Grandpa, but Grandpa loved Cousin Gail. Now Grandpa's in the freezer, Grandma's in the Bond County Jail. If you want to visit Grandpa, you can view him anytime. Just don't expect much conversation, he's as stiff as Georgia pine. There's a geezer in our freezer, but we don't know for how long. Judge Knight says Grandpa's evidence in a story gone all wrong. And until the case is closed, you might take ice cream off your list of midnight snacks. Busting open the freezer door that time of night could cause a heart attack. Yeah, there's a geezer in our freezer, and he's set up just like somebody we all know. Frozen solid as side of beef or maybe buffalo. Sometimes we blame Grandma, but we'd like to spring her and bring her home. Especially Cousin Gail, poor girl says she's all alone. do the refrain one more time. What do you say? There's a geezer in our freezer, and he smells a lot like somebody we all know. Frozen solid inside of beef, or maybe buffalo. Well, he couldn't buffalo Grandma.
Swamp, there goes the old guy.
The old guy. Yeah. I like that. I love that tune.
It's got a tune to it. Yes, yeah. It's got a message, a sincere message.
That's true.
A family message. Anyway, well, you got something coming up here.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little quiz after this tune here. John, there's no way to prepare for it.
Okay.
And people out in radio land, there's no way you can prepare for it either. But when we get done with the thing, tell me who you think is singing this. And it's a song written by Warren Zevon, who passed away a few years ago. And one of my favorite songs of any time, basically. So,
all right.
We'll give it a spin. It's got a little creepiness to it.
Creepiness?
Yeah.
Some Halloween themed creepiness.
Yeah, we'll end with a little creepiness.
All right.
Where was the
Well,
I think John got any guesses on that.
Right up in there. Big holiday coming up here. Yeah. End of the month.
Got any guesses on who's singing that song?
No, I do not.
Really? How about you people in Radio Land?
Oh.
Oh, a couple people out there got it.
Oh, they did. They
Guess
did.
What?
Yeah.
It's nobody else but Adam Sandler. Remember Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
Can you believe that? Adam Sandler had all the...
What a Halloween song. Wait
something.
A minute,
so anyway, he's not homegrown, folks, but just a little Halloween treat for you.
Halloween treat. So here we go. See you next
month. See you next time.
See ya.